You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
In recent times, Tom, the Mersey has tended to run red. Liverpool have got a good record in this fixture. They're unbeaten in their last 11 Premier League clashes with Everton. The last time Everton beat their City rivals in the league was at Goodison back in October 2010. And we've also had 21 sending offs in this fixture throughout the years as well, which is more than any other in Premier League history. Everton 3-1 to win the game, draw 13-5, Liverpool 19-20. The enhanced odds, Romelu Lukaku to score, Everton to win was 9-2, now 5-1. And Sadio Mane to score and Liverpool to win was 13-5, now 3-1. Tom, Merseyside derby Monday night.
Well, you know, you've got two sides now that, you know, have had a wobble. Everton's has been sustained and they got back to winning ways. Liverpool was a mini wobble by their standards, but it was a damaging one anyway. But they got back to winning ways. But, you know, Liverpool's was a game you'd expect them to win. I'd expect a few teams, you know, with a little bit of quality up front to get a result at Middlesbrough. But they played brilliantly. The goals they scored were fantastic. And I think it's probably about right. I mean, I can't necessarily see Everton causing the kind of problems that they're going to need to against this Liverpool side. Yeah, Liverpool's, you know, defensively, they're always going to give you a chance. And both teams to score will be very, very popular in this one. But it's just difficult when I kind of look at Everton and how lethargic they've played. They don't seem to have any kind of... They still, for me, don't seem to have much of a set pattern of play or any kind of impetus about them, thrust or, you know, any kind of pace about them at the moment. And that worries me a little bit. I think they will rely on set pieces to cause more of the problems. And Ronald Koeman would love to get one over on Jurgen Klopp. I think he'll probably approach the game in a slightly different way. I think what he is good at, Koeman, and maybe he's not shown it yet at Everton, but I think he is good at exploiting the weaknesses of other sides. You know, I think he's done it in a few games, particularly at Southampton. He was brilliant at that, which is one of the reasons Everton made the move for him, and he'd done so well. So, you know, I think it'll be a contrasting styles here, and it's whether Liverpool can kind of cope with the physicality of this Everton side, because I don't think Everton have any other way of approaching this match. They can't match them on a footballing basis, so they're going to have to turn it into a bit of a scrap. But I think there'll be goals. I think the last four have ended up as, you know, it draws at Goodison Park, the last four Merseyside derby. So Liverpool are a short price based on a team that, you know, don't fill me with massive amounts of confidence because you can score against them so easily. So I'm going to back that trend to continue. I'm going to go for a scoring draw at 16-5. Match result, and both teams to score the draw.
I can see that. The draw 13-5 in this match, Derek.
Well, I'm a bit wary of thinking that one result, one excellent result, is going to turn a corner for a team. Having thought that about Leicester in midweek, you know, they beat Man City and I thought, that's it, we're going to see the old Leicester. And then they go and lose at Bournemouth. But, what I'm looking at Everton here, one of the reasons they beat Arsenal was that it was a night match at Goodison against a big team. And finally, their fans woke up. Well, they're going to be awake for this fixture, yeah, because they always are. It's a night match at Goodison against their bitterest rivals. And Everton, I've got a bit of momentum behind them. I'm tempted sorely by the 3-1. Mm. Liverpool, if they hit form, if they play their best, they'll murder Everton. But you can't trust them. You can't trust them. And 19-20, I want something. 19-20, away from home in Merseyside derby. No, I want something I can trust. The form book always goes out the window in this fixture anyway, along with the candelabras. But I've got to go for Everton here. What we saw there from Everton on Tuesday night against Arsenal, well, Everton should have been playing like that all season, because they've got the players here. They're not a mug team. Everton are not a team that's going to be fighting relegation, are they? Well, they might do, but they shouldn't be. Not with the squad they've got. And I like what I saw from them against Arsenal. 1-0 down against a team going for the title when you haven't won a game for ages yourself, and to come back and win 2-1 with the crowd right behind you. I can imagine what it's going to be like at Goodison on Monday. And I think Liverpool might be in for a bit of a rude awakening. You know, you can't say Everton with certainty, because Liverpool can steamroll at anybody. But I've just got a sneaking feeling here that Everton are going to do a number on them. 3-1 the Blues.
3-1 Everton to win the game. How well, by the way, is Adam Lallana playing, Derek, this season?
Yeah, he is. Having said that, I watched him at West Ham against West Ham on Sunday, and apart from that nice goal he scored, he didn't do much. Mind you, neither did 10 of his teammates. But yeah, overall this season, it's been an eye-opener how good he's been.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week.
on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.